So this is just as an introduction, again about mad cows in Britain and farmers who are very angry at the offer to cull thousands more pedigree cows. And I now start the text. Farmers reacted with alarm and anger yesterday to Britain's agreement to cull up to 67,000 more cattle, which are said to be at special risk of developing mad cow disease. This would be in addition to the 80,000 animals which Douglas Hogg, the agriculture minister, had previously offered as the maximum he was prepared to slaughter to speed the eradication of BSE. The selective cull, in turn, is in addition to burning all cattle older than 30 months at time of slaughter, operation which has already begun. It will lead to the destruction of about 1 million animals over a year at a cost to the taxpayer of £630 million. Killing and disposing of even more animals, many of them valuable pedigree dairy cows, will increase the cost and put further strain on already overloaded rendering plants and incinerators. The deputy president of the National Farmers Union said that the Farmers Union would remain implacably opposed to any extra cull. None of these animals would be entering the food chain anyway because of the 30-month rule. So there is really no gain for public health. The only possible justification for the cull would be a clear timetable offering guaranteed progress towards a complete lifting of the export ban on our beef. And it is far from clear that British farmers have obtained anything like that yet. A farmer from Devon said that they fear that they could lose half of their 200 cows under the cull. These cows are high-quality pedigree cattle, but because there are just a few cases of BSE in that farm, the farm could lose around 100 of these animals. And the farmers feel as though the government has sold them down the river. Farmers have been asked to take the blame for the feed firms and for others who were allowed to sell contaminated material. Another representative from the Farmers Association said that they agree on the export ban lifted, but culling so many animals does not look like a price worth paying, because there is no scientific justification for this extra cull. The National Farmers Union said it would be seeking urgent talks with the government on compensation for culled animals. The aim of the cull, which could affect more than 4,000 herds, is to speed the decline in the number of new BSE cases. It is estimated the cull could reduce by 30% the 8,000 cattle forecast to go down with the disease this year. This should be compared to the 37,000 BSE cases in 1992, at the height of the epidemic. The cull would involve tracing cattle born in the same seasons and on the same farms as the 160,000 animals that have died of BSE. Now, the argument is that these animals would have been exposed to the same feed as the BSE victims. Britain had wanted to restrict the cull to animals born after 1990, largely because farmers were not required to keep birth records before that year.